Collecting slash preparing data for forecasting. Collecting data on demand involves collecting information on customer requests rather than just tracking sales or shipments. Tracking when things were shipped is important, but the organization should also track when the customer wanted it to be shipped, since this provides information on demand for that period. Thus, estimating total demand for a given period might involve adding the following: net sales, sales minus returns, back orders, requests that could not be fulfilled due to rejected lead time or price quote, requests that had to be filled from other plants or locations. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a back order as an unfilled customer order or commitment. A back order is an immediate or past due demand against an item whose inventory is insufficient to satisfy the demand. C. Stockout. Data collection and preparation principles. Following basic data collection and preparation principles will help ensure that forecasts are useful, since input data can significantly impact forecast results. An important data preparation principle is to forecast based on demand rather than orders. Forecasts of demand for production need to use demand estimates rather than ship dates or sales. Forecasts are made to estimate market or organizational demand, and therefore customer requests or ship dates provide incomplete information for forecasting. Customer orders can include things like an increase in safety stock that can skew actual demand. Orders also fail to capture things such as missed sales. Communication with supply chain partners regarding promotions and other similar methods can be used to estimate demand. Another principle of data collection is that the data should be collected in the format in which they will be used in forecasting. For example, if the time bucket will be weekly, then collecting monthly data will be insufficient. Simply dividing the monthly data by the number of weeks would provide a false sense of precision and could mask variations between the weeks. In another example, if a particular product family is used to plan production because, for example, the items share a cellular layout, then this family should be used for forecasting. Assemble-to-order products will have more complicated forecasting. While forecasting at the master scheduling level from TS products will project demand for individual units, ITO products will have various options, and data on demand for the various options should also be collected. Usually, rather than preparing individual forecasts for each option in a family that can be assembled to order in different ways, a best practice is to use a tool called a planning build to forecast total demand for the family, and then forecast the percentage of that total that will require each option or component. For example, assume that an assemble-to-order motorcycle can have a basic or deluxe engine, stereo, seat, handlebars, tires, and rims. Six choices with two options each would result in 64 possible combinations. 2 times 2 times 2 times 2 times 2 times 2 equals 26 equals 64. Producing this many unit forecasts would be time-consuming and fruitless. Rather, the percentage of the total that requires each option or component would be forecasted, resulting in 12 component forecasts, one forecast per option. These component forecasts would allow the right number of components to be produced or acquired, and the final assembly schedule could wait until actual orders come in. A second principle of data collection is to record any circumstances or events related to the data. This includes regular events, such as sales promotions or price changes, as well as unusual or one-time events, such as extreme weather or labor disruptions. A promotion should cause an increase in demand, and data on this will help marketing assess the effectiveness of the promotion. If the promotion will not be repeated, the data or the results might be adjusted to account for this. Similarly, the impact of one-time events that cause a spike or drop in demand might be adjusted or smoothed out prior to forecasting. Separating demand by customer segment is another important data preparation principle. Demand from distribution centers, wholesalers, retailers, and individuals might be in very different quantities and have very different timing. Summing the demand from these segments prior to forecasting might produce misleading results. Consider our commercial door manufacturing case study organization. Most of the doors are made to order, but the organization manufactures some standard sizes in only a few varieties, so they will be in stock for immediate sale. We will concentrate on only these make-to-stock doors and only on product family A, a series of in-stock vandal-proof all-glass commercial doors. Exhibit 3-25 shows demand from the two major market segments that purchase these doors. Segment A is made up of large retailers that order in large lots twice a year. Segment B is made up of small businesses, building contractors, that order monthly. Exhibit 3-25, grouping dissimilar segments can hide issues. Note that the demand from segment A sums to 12,000 units, while the demand for segment B sums to 3,878 units. Averaging segment B's demand by dividing 3,878 by 12 months results in 323 units per month, which might be useful for production planning. However, adding the 12,000 units of demand for segment A to this results in 15,878 units divided by 12, or 1,323 units per month. Using this average for planning would mask the lumpiness of demand that actually exists. Some organizations might do this to produce to a level schedule and make about 1,300 units per month. The actual number would differ based on opening and closing inventories, but they would not have enough units for the first large order unless they had inventory from the prior year, and they would have significant inventory buildup in other periods. For simplicity, we will assume that the door manufacturer has separate production facilities for segments A and B, and so from this point forward, we will focus on just segment B demand. Information needs by environment. As part of demand management's forecasting activities, all manufacturing environments require the forecast and other critical information to be shared among various functions, including sales and operations planning, S&OP, master scheduling, MS, and their customers. Each environment type has different information needs for those entities. Make to stock, demand forecasts for S&OP, actual demand for the master production schedule, PS, next inventory replenishment for customers. Assemble to order, demand forecasts, product family 1009 for S&OP, product 1009 forecasts, and actual demand for the MPS. Configuration issues, delivery date for customers. Make to order, demand forecasts, engineering detail for S&OP, final configuration for the MPS, design status, delivery date for customers. Engineer to order, demand forecasts based on similar products previously created, with a focus on engineering hours for S&OP and the MPS. Delivery lead time for customers. Once the information from the environment has been provided to S&OP, it can then develop a coordinated sales and operations plan. The S&OP production plan, for example the constraint forecast, is also communicated to master scheduling. Demand information for inter- and intra-company parts, interplant transfers, spare parts, quality assurance needs, inventory pipelines, pilot projects, exhibitions, and charitable product or service donations needs to be gathered. Capacity measures are also important at this time. Make to stock will examine its material capacity. Make to order will examine its machine or labor hours. And for make and engineer to order, engineering capacity will be important.